We will continue to see Samson's mistakes in this podcast. Today we are going to see just one of them. Our goal in this message is not to criticize or discredit Samson. We just want to highlight some of Samson's mistakes that prevented him from being the man he should have been so that we can learn from him. It is worth noting that the New Testament mentions Samson in a positive light along with other heroes of faith without any reference to his mistakes. Hebrews chapter 11 verses 32 to 34. However, if Samson had not made these mistakes, he would have had a greater impact than he did and would not have died in the way he did.
The first mistake, Daniel, is that he lacked a sense of divine destiny.
Yes, Sarah, you're right. He was careless and ungrateful for God's calling on his life. Due to his disregard for his destiny, he violated the oath of his consecration. A Nazarite was not supposed to touch anything dead to avoid defilement, but Samson touched a dead lion that he had killed before. He took honey from it, ate it, and gave some to his parents. Now, after a while, when he returned to get her, he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the carcass of the lion. He took some in his hands and went along, eating. When he came to his father and mother, he gave some to them, and they ate it. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. Judges chapter 14 verses 8 to 9. This was a violation of the Nazarite vow.
Numbers 6:6-12 talks about the vow of a Nazarite.
All the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body. He shall not make himself unclean even for his father or his mother, for his brother or his sister, when they die, because his separation to God is on his head. All the days of his separation he shall be holy to the Lord. And if anyone dies very suddenly beside him and he defiles his consecrated head, then he shall shave his head on the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day he shall shave it. On the eighth day he shall bring two turtle doves or two pigeons to the priest, to the entrance of the tent of meeting, and the priest shall offer one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering, and make atonement for him, because he sinned by reason of the dead body, and he shall consecrate his head that same day. He shall consecrate to the Lord the days of his separation, and bring a male lamb a year old as a guilt offering, but the previous days shall be void, because his separation was defiled. But Samson, who led a careless life, went to touch a dead lion. One cannot be very sure that at the feast Samson made in Timnah, where he went to marry a wife, he did not violate God's command that a Nazarite should not drink wine. Judges chapter 14 verse 10 says, "So his father went down to the woman. And Samson gave a feast there, for young men used to do so." In Numbers chapter 6 verses 2 to 4, God forbids a Nazarite from drinking wine. "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, when either a man or woman consecrates an offering to take the vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and similar drink. He shall drink neither vinegar made from wine nor vinegar made from similar drink. Neither shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh grapes or raisins. All the days of his separation he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grapevine, from seed to skin." Numbers chapter 6 verses 2 to 4. So Samson would have been in the wrong if he had drunk any of this beverage at the feast he prepared. In Judges chapter 16 verse 1, Samson did what someone who wasn't even a Nazarite wouldn't have done. Showing contempt for the holy life that God expects from his children, and much more from his servant, he went to sleep with a prostitute. Then Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there, and went into her. He continued with a shameless life of sexual immorality by engaging in a relationship with Delilah, a foreigner with whom the Israelites were not supposed to have any marital relationship. Now Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there, and went into her. Judges chapter 16 verse 1. This was where he met his Waterloo. And this happened because Samson did not take into account his destiny. Lamb 1-9 says, "Her filthiness is in her skirts. She did not consider her destiny. Therefore, her collapse was awesome. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy is exalted." This was exactly the tragedy that befell Samson. The iniquity in his pants led him to die prematurely with his enemy because he lacked a sense of destiny.
Daniel, how could Samson have revealed the source of his power to a woman who kept asking him not once, not twice?
I think, Sarah, that every time he deceived her, she found him using the information against him with the intention of handing it over to the enemy. However, he went ahead to reveal the source of his power: no razor shall touch his head. This was a vow that a Nazarite was not supposed to violate. All the days of the vow of his separation, no razor shall come upon his head. Until the days are fulfilled for which he separated himself to the Lord, he shall be holy. Then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. All the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body. According to Numbers chapter 6 verses 5 to 6.
But because he did not value God's purpose for his life, he revealed this information to Delilah, who shaved his head and called the enemy to arrest him.
And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." So he awoke from his sleep, and said, "I will go out as before, at other times, and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Judges chapter 16 verse 20.
What a pity, Daniel. The game was over for Samson. His enemy prevailed against him.
Sarah, we'll continue in the next episode talking about Samson's second mistake. God bless you all.